Brian, in the past, how much experience do you have playing up there and just your general impressions of that market?
I mean, in terms of the stadium, you know, playing the Jets a few times there, played the Giants there as well. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It's a really cool venue. And then those fans are rocking just like any other place, you know, especially when, you know, we don't get off to a quick start. You know, maybe they get a turnover, or three and out, whatever it is. They'll really be rocking in that stadium. And so we've just got to, you know, work on some of the things we didn't do so well last week on the road. But those same things of communication and getting everybody on the same page and handling the noise and all that, we'll just, you know, need to do an even better job this week of that.
What about the wind? There's been talk that for whatever reason MetLife creates sort of a vortex. Is that something you've experienced?
The vortex, yeah. Yeah, you know what? You got to go out early and check it out and just see where it's swirling. But I know that from the time I spent in Orchard Park that there's not going to be a whole lot of stadiums that are more windy than there in Buffalo. So I've had some experience with that, and it's just a matter of getting out there and getting a feel for what's going on.
Brian, can you talk about how nice it's been to see kind of the game plan come together so well just through the first two games? I mean, you didn't have all the pieces during the preseason, but you can see what you guys can do on offense, especially how it's come together the first two games.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first two games have been one of those things where we've just stuck with what's been working throughout the game and, you know, sometimes having to make some adjustments and things. But I think with the way that we installed the offense, with the way that we worked on everything in the offseason, you know, sudden change in a game, whether it's a halftime adjustment or in-game between series adjustment, you got to be able to make those, and guys have to be able to adapt. And I think we've done a good job of that the first two games.
Go to a place like Oakland before New York, does that kind of help you just kind of, like you talk about the environment, just
I think just road games in general in the NFL are hard to win, hard to go in there and play well. And so it was good for us to go to Oakland and work on some of that stuff. But that's behind us now. And, you know, moving on to a completely different atmosphere and a completely different team presents a whole new set of challenges for us.
It's obviously early and it's just one game. But being 2-0, going into the road, you know, in that environment you talked about, I mean, do you have to mentally prepare for that not be overconfident and try and kind of, you know, stay level?
Yeah, I just think, you know, we've got a lot of good veteran players on our team, and it's very easy when you've played in this league for a long time to know that it's one game at a time. I mean, it's a common phrase used, but it's really true. And you've got to just continue to put all your focus and energy on the next opponent and go there and do what you can and then move on. But we are we're focused. You know, hopefully we've got a good practice today. But in terms of how we came in this morning with the attention to detail and all that, we're a focused group right now.
Brian, can you touch on just how great it's been to have the running game, how productive that's been the first couple of games, just going already?
Yeah, the running game, when that thing goes, makes an offense, you know, a lot easier, whether it's shorter third downs for the conversions or, you know, giving the ball to your playmakers like Arian and watching him run with it. Just the number of touches you can get that guy is really going to help every game in terms of the production of your offense. So the running game is a big part of, I think, what all offenses want to do, but it's been big for us the first two games.
You guys are spreading the ball around, but I don't think the tight ends have gotten involved as much as some people thought they would. Obviously, that's matchups and it's only two games. But is that a case where it just hasn't been there a lot and you're, you know, DeAndre and Andre are more open?
Well, I mean, we haven't thrown a ton of passes the first two games, just the way that the games have played out. So I think that's one of the unique things about this offense is that it really is a week-to-week offense in terms of what you're going to see from us.
When you look at the secondary here with Texas, they've made a lot of plays lately. What was it like going against them when you go ones versus ones when you see that secondary unit going against them?
Yeah, they did a good job all offseason. You know, Jonathan Joseph's the guy that I go way back to Cincinnati when we played together and playing against him even. You know, he makes plays all the time. What a smart player he is. Somebody always kind of know where he is. And, know, just has great football instincts. So I'm very familiar with him and Kareem playing against them and then practicing against them this year, and they've done a good job back there.
Did you get a sense during that time that they could have kind of a, I mean, break out your comparison to what they played last year when you were going against them?
I don't really remember, you know, last year in terms of what was good and what wasn't, but I just know those guys have played a lot of football and made a lot of plays.